scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan is hanging out at the, I'm going to say the Kitchen Island Studios, because I think I hear some kids getting ready for school in the background there.
Did you overhear me telling someone to let the dog out there?
Yeah, I did hear that, actually. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm trying to do something here.
Let that dog out. That's how I talk to my kids in the morning. I'm kind of grumpy mom for like the next, I don't know,
why can't the dog just let itself out?
Right? Just like you said, my kids should walk themselves to school.
Your kids should just walk to school. What's the deal? I don't understand. I mean,
I don't mind them walking. It's actually making sure they get out the door that's the problem.
That's the hard part for sure. But check this out. According to a new study, the lighting in your office might be messing with your brain. Researchers found that spending a lot of time in dim areas may cause the brain to lose memory and processing ability.
Oh, no. Okay.
So if you got dim lights in your cubicle, it's kind of making you dumb. But
wow,
I got some good news for you, though.
Okay.
Even if you're stuck in dim light now and have been for a long time, it takes just a few weeks of bright light to kickstart your brain and get smart again.
See, here's the thing, though. I had read that those bright fluorescent lights also mess with your brain.
Yeah.
Because they, like, flicker and, I don't know, they do something really scientific to your brainwaves.
What do we do? How do we get in the middle there? Why don't we just get normal lights everywhere?
I think we go outside. I think we all leave work and we go outside.
Just work outside. That would help.
Yeah. But, well, I don't want to work outside. I just want to go outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the whole thing behind. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Sound like a solution?
Yes.
imagine this. You get the whole family together. Maybe you get dressed up and you take the family out to see Black Panther, as many people are doing.
I did that yesterday. And it was great. I went and saw it at Celebration. It was absolutely amazing.
And then you're sitting there in the theater, eating the popcorn, and instead of Black Panther playing, 50 Shades Freed starts to play.
Oh, no. This happened?
This happened at the Regal Atlantic Station Theater in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, they were able to get things right within a couple of minutes, about 5 minutes. But, you know, I don't know what happens in the first 5 minutes of 50 Shades Freed.
I don't either.
I think it could get fairly, get fairly racy. I can imagine, like, for a few minutes, everyone's sitting there like, wait, is this a trailer? Is this just like a really long trailer? Wait a second.
Right.
We've been bamboozled. So apparently people went crazy about it on social media. So we should check that out,
too. The fact that it took 5 minutes for them to realize they were playing the wrong movie. Come on. I can see a lot of people either walking out or covering their kids' eyes and ears. Because the Black Panther, I think, was rated PG-13. So you got most teenagers in there.
Yeah, so a lot of
there.
People had their kids there. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah. That's rough. But that's trending topics for this morning.